Show. Spotlight on Erica.
Tickle Kitty lady came in and gave me a toy that I didn't believe its hype. Its hype was 60 seconds or less. I was like, all right. Trust me, I'm not that easy.
Mix 107.3.
Well, and to be fair, it was fairly true. And
60 seconds.
I mean, I get to say it was a minute and a half, but I mean, it wasn't that far off.
Yeah, so. 90 seconds is...
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, most guys would...
Who can compete with that?
Bless the rains in Africa. The hell with that. Bless Tickle Kitty. Please.
It's why it's selling and you can't keep it on the shelves. And it makes sense to me. I just don't know why I don't put my innovations out. Hello.
Jimmy.
I don't know why I don't put my innovations out there as they come to me.
Well, what innovations are you talking about?
A non-fashion innovation. Many years ago, I had the brilliant idea before it existed and somebody else poached the idea of blending sunscreen and bug spray. Because I had teeny ones, and I was constantly putting the sunblock on them, and then the bug spray, and then the sunblock, and I was like, wait a minute. And then, of course, I didn't do anything about it. A year later, it came out, and...
Skin's so soft.
Yeah, somebody's made, you know, millions of dollars. Then I had the brilliant idea, when you sell earrings, sell them in threes, not in pairs, because everybody loses one at some point, and then you have... Right?
That is a fantastic idea.
Thank you. Now, Pandora...
It's not really an invention, it's a marketing, but nonetheless, somebody should...
Wow.
You can't patent that.
Thank you.
Great idea.
And you can charge more. I mean, think about that.
And see, I don't need to create the earrings. I can go to like Pandora or somebody and just market the concept to them, right?
I don't think you can market a concept. But it's an excellent idea. You're absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, anybody can do it. Everybody can put three on the card.
You have to come up with a name.
But you're... You could improve. You could come up with a better version of insect repellent and...
Going in a new direction, Jack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have two different size feet.
No, you don't.
Yes, she does. Everybody does.
Why do you say no? Yeah, they do.
What do you mean everybody does?
62% of people do.
Yeah.
You don't have different size feet.
No.
It's not.
You just don't
perfection.
Know.
Perfection.
You're unconscious.
Yeah, she is
Blair.
A picture of perfection.
Wow. I'm sure they
we
are.
We saw the video where you stripped the other day. And everything was pretty perfect.
Thank you. They're spectacular.
They're spectacular.
So are my feet.
Oh, dear Lord.
So I think you should be able to buy shoes in different sizes. So I should be able to pick what?
Some shoe stores, they go out of their way to make sure that you have the same the size in the box.
Well, how do they do that? If, you know, 1 foot is a 9, the other is a 9.5,
right.
Then you're stuck with one, you know, 9 and one 9.5.
Yeah, but you know that's, you know, it's all going to come out in the wash. It's all going to it doesn't matter. I mean,
so eventually somebody will need,
62% of people have up to a full size difference in their feet.
What?
And so that's why I wear flops because it doesn't matter and I wear Uggs. Why are you laughing at that?
I just think that's...
You just think I'm a mess, don't you?
No, I'm behind you supporting your idea.
Jimmy.
Look at that.
The face betrays you. I just want to say.
Smirk.
The face betrays you.
Well, why don't you get your toes shaved down like you've been planning?
Oh, dear God.
That's a bunionectomy. That's my toes. That's the side of my...
Can I tell you that's why I was
take a little off the big toe. A little off the heel.
Wow. You people are mean.
No, I'm just... How could you do that?
I'm just marketing an idea where you can...
I have to say, I'm behind your idea, but I was laughing about your feet, so I apologize.
Oh, my jacked up hooves?
Yes.
Funny to you?
Well,
talons.
The most impressive thing
Blair
is...
Blair jumps in with talons.
The most impressive thing, Jack, ever, was I went fishing with E, and I saw E...
Fishing?
Yeah, Benjamin.
Reach out and grab a trout with her feet. I mean, it was like...
Very eagle-esque.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was impressive.
I might have done that. I may or may not have.
Where did you find trout in the Potomac? I'm just curious.
We
traveled towards West Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were that attracted to her feet.
And the truth be known was, we've been fly fishing for about 6 hours, and he said, forget this.
This is ridiculous.
I'm just doing it the old-fashioned way. And she jumped over the drink, grabbed two trout right out of the drink.
Oh, this, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
You are the least patient guy I know. You are nothing but fidgety. I will say the one thing about fly fishing that would work for you is you're in constant motion.
Yeah.
But you would... It wouldn't be 3 minutes before you'd throw it into the drink and storm out.
He wouldn't even wear the waders. He'd be like, my God, these are
terrible looking.
But I'm behind your idea.
Because here's the thing. Like, I wear a size 8.2 on my left hoof. But I don't want to have to
wear... What do you wear on the other side?
More. Higher.
Like a 10?
No! God, Blair.
Nine. Well, nine. Yeah.
But then I have to work. An 8 and a 9? That's so
weird.
Yes,
a lot of people do.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to get any acquiescence.
I am.
From this one.
Well, I don't expect
I'm a 9 and a 9.
Of course you are.
It may be easier. It may be easier for you just to wear the boxes.
I like it.
Just wear the Uggs 24/7. Everything's good. No problems.
But it's not fair to people like me who have an issue because I have to wear 2 9s and then my left foot's swimming around in the shoe. So I figure if everybody can just at least half sizes.
Good luck. You go to Fleet Feet and tell them, there's $600 shoes. You only want one of them.
WRQX Washington, a Cumulus station.
I'm leaving the other one in the box. I don't need it.
We'll try.
7 o'clock. Listen, in an hour, you want to go see the Redskins and Packers?
Yeah.
All right, 8 o'clock, hour away here on the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
DC.